And joining me in the KRVS studios is Sean Roy. He is the director of the UL Lafayette Opera Theater here on the UL campus in the School of Music, here to talk about their fall production called Belle Nuit, which takes place this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Burke Theater. And Sean, tell us about the UL Opera Theater, just a little nutshell about its history and what you all do in the School of Music.
The Opera Theater itself goes back to the 40s, which is interesting because we're kind of setting this evening in the 40s. So it's back in the mid-40s, I think 46 maybe, and that's when it began. And now we're many years later still doing it. We basically do two productions a year. We do one in the fall, which is this one. Sometimes it's a smaller production or a musical. And I try to do one musical and then one opera, so the students can have experience in both. And then we do a production in the spring. And sometimes it's a collaboration with our orchestra and our dance department, and set builders, costume builders are here. Or we do a more intimate, like this one, which is more kind of in-house, basically, mm-hmm, with just piano. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is what I call the smaller production of our year.
Right. And it's nice when you mention going back to the 40s, because mm-hmm. Burke Theater was built just in the late 30s. So
right.
I can only imagine a lot of productions with the UL Opera
absolutely.
Theater happening in Burke Theater.
Absolutely.
And perhaps even some of these same pieces were performed back then. Yeah.
Very, very possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Darwick, who is on our faculty here, you probably know, in our English department. Actually, he had written the script for me last year for the Other Scenes program we did, Comedy Tonight. And so I asked him to do this again, and I didn't really give him any guidelines. I just told him what scenes we were doing, and he sends back a script that's based on a radio show from the 1940s. So that's what kind of we're presenting. It's in the format of a radio show that's being performed live in front of an audience. So you'll hear voiceovers and station identification and kind of stuff. And so that was very clever of him. So.
Well, how wonderful.
Yeah.
So it's not just these isolated pieces of music that you all will be performing. It's going to be part of a structure. It'll have a construct.
It has a fun little precept to the evening, shall
yeah,
we
so
say.
Belle Nuit is the program, the radio program, that
yes.
I guess that we're going to hear. So maybe let's go through the program that people can expect to hear on this Belle Nuit, depending upon which night they go through.
Right.
And what was your criteria when you chose the pieces? What were you trying to give them a really nice range of different periods or kinds of opera pieces? How did you choose these pieces?
I decided, for some reason in my crazy mind, to do something in a language this year. It's something we had not done so far since I've been here, except when we did Carmen, we did it in French.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we've done everything in English translation. And I had a group of young singers, and some of them are getting older. And I thought, you know, I've been noticing people that leave here and go to grad school. Like I have two students right now who are at LSU who came here. They're doing all their productions in the language of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know, my students are not getting that experience. So I said, okay, we're going to do an operatic scene show, and I'm going to choose all French opera in French. So that's what you're going to see and hear. And a couple of people have said, oh, but, you know, the typical scary thing of opera is that I can't understand it.
Mm.
Well, we have managed, with the help of May Wagner, who's a retired French faculty, I just moved the mic. She did all the translations for me, and so they will be projected from a rear projection onto the stage with the set's been built so there's a little space in the middle for it. So those of you who come will be able to see every single word they say translated into English. So don't let that scare you away.
Well, no, this would be quite the multimedia evening.
Yeah, it's just a lot of stuff going on.
Well, what great training for them to be learning to sing in another language. How has that been for them? Has it been a challenge?
And I told them from the beginning, especially French. I mean, this is in our voice lessons, this is the third language we do. We do Italian, then we do German, then we do French. Mm-hmm. Because it's much more difficult than the first two. And we said from the beginning, I said, this will be a challenge for us this semester. And the kids seemed to be really excited about it. And I think they realized it was going to be hard. And so Margaret Daniel, my colleague in the School of Music, coached the French. And then we coached together the music and put it all together, and they're doing a really good job. So I'm very proud of their work.
Well, they're going to be very well prepared for either graduate school or going on to perform further pieces.
Sure, especially around here, which is such a French culture. That's one of the reasons I think I chose French, was because I thought, well, a lot of the people will know it. Right. And there's so many beautiful operas that are in the French language.
So these pieces were originally written
these
in
are all,
French.
These are all French
them.
Opera.
All right. Well, let's go through the program.
Sure.
You start off with...
We're doing Belle Nuit, which is the opening words to the barcarolle from The Tales of Hoffmann by Jacques Offenbach, who is actually a German composer with Offenbach, and mostly French operetta. This is his one serious piece, and it's pretty well known. I think people will recognize this tune. Then we move to Faust, which is, of course, based on the Goethe legend of Faust selling his soul to Mephistopheles, the devil. And we're doing the quartet, what's called the Gordon Quartet. And then moving to probably the most well-known piece that you may have heard because it's been used on many television shows, radio commercials, the Flower Duet from Lakmé. And if you come and you hear it, you'll go, oh, yeah, I know that. So you may not know you know it, but you will.
Well, and they may not have heard it. So I guess if you hear it on a commercial, distracted, right?
Well, the commercial, too, they just play 10 seconds of it. Then they cut to the end.
You don't get the whole piece.
So you'll actually get to hear the piece and see how it's supposed to be realized.
Right.
You know, physically also on the stage.
Right.
But it's a gorgeous piece of music.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then ending the first act with back to Offenbach, a different one of his operettas called Orpheus in the Underworld. And it's a very funny little duet about a woman and a fly in love. Okay. You have to come.
Didn't know that was part of that story.
it's Jupiter, actually, who's disguising himself to get into her boudoir. And he transforms himself into the smallest creature. And then she finds this fly attractive, and they manage to seduce each other.
Well,
it's a very interesting little duet, and it's pretty racy. So,
by Offenbach again, and the other two pieces you had mentioned, the Faust is by Charles Gounod, and Lakmé is Léo Delibes.
That's right.
Yeah, and then you have an intermission, and
Act two, we move to Jules Massenet, which is considered the French Puccini. A lot of people call him that. And his wonderful opera, Werther, which is not done that often. It's actually one of the operas downtown this year at the ACA for the Met HDs, and it's exciting they're doing it because it isn't done that often. And the lovely opening of the third act of the mezzo, Charlotte, who is the lead character, as well as Werther, and her younger sister, Sophie. So it's a two-female duet. We don't get to see Werther at all in this. And then we go to everybody's favorite Shakespeare play, Romeo and Juliet. And there is an opera by Gounod. And this is the wonderful wedding scene where they go to the priest and get married. And go to Carmen, which most people have heard of before, Georges Bizet, the famous card trio where they all tell their fortunes and where Carmen turns over the card that predicts her death. And then we go back to Orpheus in the Underworld for the wonderful Can-Can that most people know. So they don't realize that's what it's from. It's from an opera.
But so they'll actually recognize.
And there's words. Yes. and we have some of our dancers. Kenneth Jenkins, our wonderful choreographer over there in the dance department, has brought us seven dancers to join us for that little finale. So you get to see a little of the can-can.
Well, so his dancers have been quite busy. They did State of
Valdance
last week.
They just finished, So he said, sure, we can do it.
Yeah,
and
they're all prepared.
It's about 2 minutes worth of their time so on the stage. So it was small enough to have to be able to throw it together. So.
But getting to do the French can-can,
what
a great opportunity. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Sean Roy, who's director of the UL Lafayette Opera Theater, talking about their fall concert called Belle Nuit, an evening of French opera scenes, all en français, tout en français, but with the super titles.
Call them an opera, yes.
That's right, that May Wagner has done for you all so kindly, so you'll be able to understand them. Well, let's talk about some of the students who will be performing. You do have some seniors, again, who are well practiced and have been working with you for a number of years. So maybe tell us about the students who will be singing.
Shelby Runyon, who is my oldest student, in the production, she's about to graduate next semester. She has the heavier stuff. She's Carmen, She is doing the Lakme duet, and she's also doing the Werther scene, which is about a 20-minute scene, and it's rather heavy, and the opera's kind of heavy and depressing. So it's a kind of darker singing, which is hard for a young singer. So, but she was ready for it, to give it a whirl. So I thought I would let her have that. And then Virginia Hess, who's hails from Texas, and she's a junior now. She is joining Shelby for the Werther, and she's also in the Fly duet. And Miguel Ochoa is a senior, and he is doing the Fly, Mephistopheles, and also the Friar Lawrence in Romeo and Juliet. Those are the older people. Holden Green, our tenor, our resident tenor, we call him, is Romeo and Faust. And then we have two freshmen, Natalie Botkin, who just came to us from Indianapolis, and Caitlin Williams, who just came to us from California, Bakersfield, California. So we had two imports this semester of freshmen, and they wanted to be in the show. And I said, okay, you ready to get thrown into the fire with some French opera for your first semester, which is really challenging. So, but it's been wonderful to watch them grow, and just what an experience for them, their first semester. I'm like, oh my God, I would have died if I would have had to have done this my first semester.
To have had these roles. So, and how very interesting. I'm sure people are noting these students are coming here. They're being attracted to this program from other states.
Yeah.
Says and, a lot about what you all do.
We have Madeleine Magnon. This is her first production. She's doing Juliet. And Maggie Fry from Baton Rouge, and she is Gertrude in that scene. And everybody's in the can-can and the opening number also. I don't want to leave anybody out. Oh, and Megan Taylor. Megan just graduated, and she's teaching now, but she wanted to keep singing, so I gave her the Faust Quartet.
Oh, she's barely out of classes.
Barely out. She just finished this past spring.
She gets to be with her former classmates.
That's it. We have 10 singers and David Boudreau on the piano, and then the 7 dancers that are joining us for the end.
And again, in just a lovely space in Burke Theater.
Yes.
It's so intimate, built in the late 30s, just beautiful. They've restored it beautifully, and it's a very nice setting. How are you all going to decorate the stage? Is it going to be simple? Or
there's a set. We didn't have a set last year for the scene show, and I called Duncan Thistlewaite and said, I want a set. So we kind of built a little, what we call a little, looks like a little French jewel box upon which everything sits. So, and it's Belle Nuit, so it's kind of midnight blue and black and gold swirls and stuff. So, and it's kind of, we place everything on there or in the front, or and everything's costumed. And so.
And how does the radio program play in with that? Do you have some announcers or do these singers?
There's a person who's Casey Robichaud, who serves as our narrator, and he's also new to our department, and he's also singing in the first and last number. And then we have a theater student who is helping me in the booth with sound. So I said, well, being you have to do sound, you're going to be the offstage announcer voice. So he introduces KSLI at the Southwestern Louisiana Institute.
Right.
And was there really a radio station called that back then?
I don't know.
Or is this Keith Darwick's
that's probably
brainchild?
Keith Darwick is his brainchild, because KRVS started in the very early 60s, and RVS is Radio Voice of Southwestern.
Oh, okay. But so it must not. There must have not been. He just made it up.
Yeah,
something
well,
for
who knows?
Fun.
Yeah, it could have been a play station. So this wonderful construct that you have of being a 40s radio program, and within it you get to hear these beautiful pieces of French opera sung by these wonderful students of Sean Roy. And so do you have any favorite pieces, any of these that you've always loved?
Oh, goodness. Not one in particular that I like better than the others. I like really moments of certain ones. I've grown fond of Werther because it wasn't a piece that I knew as well. So one of the joys of doing this kind of thing is I get to learn better a piece that I don't know that well. And that was, I knew all the other ones pretty well, but that one I didn't know well as well. I wasn't familiar with the opera.
Right.
And it's just it's a breathtakingly beautiful piece. It's a depressing piece. I think that's why it's not done a lot. It's about this woman who's, because of duty, is forced to marry another man, but she's in love with Werther, and he's pining for her, and I mean, he shoots himself at the end. I mean, it's very overwrought, but it's just gorgeous.
Probably very
beautiful
demanding
music.
Emotionally.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get to taste a bit of it here in the Belle Nuit program, an evening of French opera scenes. Can people buy tickets at the door or ahead
of
time?
Yeah, they're just available at the door.
All right. But they should get there early. There are less than 200 seats in Burke.
It's intimate. So.
Very intimate. Beautiful stadium seating.
If you want to pick your
seating.
Seat, get
That's
there early.
Right. Just to be in the right sweet spot in the theater. So buy your tickets. Do UL students and faculty
free
with their ID?
And then other students who have, like high school students, anybody else is with an ID for $5.
Okay.
And then everybody else is $10, general intermission.
Okay. Bring your ID if you have it to the performance.
Yes.
And there are three performances.
Yes. This tomorrow night and Saturday evening at 7:30 and 3 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
Okay, so three opportunities to see Belle Nuit, an evening of French opera scenes, directed by my guest, Sean Roy, who is the director of the UL Lafayette Opera Theater. This is their fall concert. And just a little plug for some of your students will be singing in Music and Merriment the following weekend.
Music and Merriment, the Friends of Music major fundraiser for the fall on the 1st, December the 1st, at three beautiful homes in River Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are available on their website. Friends of Music, Acadiana.org.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's right.
I got it right.
Said, yeah.
I'm on the board, so I'm supposed to know this. And it's a wonderful tour of three homes, and there'll be different music. You'll hear some of these same singers in one of the houses. And then another plug for our spring production, which I'm very excited about. We're doing Die Fledermaus, the wonderful Johann Strauss operetta, as part of the Spark campaign for the College of the Arts.
Right.
And it's going to be an unusual version of Die Fledermaus, so you'll have to come check it out.
Well, we'll look forward to having you and some of your students back to talk more about that production.
Them.
Well, thank you so much, Sean, for coming by. Again, you can hear the vocal students this weekend for Belle Nuit, and then next Sunday on the 1st, there's Music and Merriment, and you can find out more about it at Friends Acadiana, Friends of Music
Acadiana.org.
Tickets are there and information about the organization. Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you, Judith.